Tassie Time, presented by Taz Racing Form Plus Pro. Instant access to everything Tasmanian racing on all your devices, including a live stream of every Tasmanian meeting in all codes. Plus, Form Plus Pro, say that 100 times quickly, is free at tazracing.com.au. My great mate joins me, Pete Staples, to go through his thoughts and our thoughts for tonight. How are you, Pete?
Good, mate. Form Plus Pro. Form Plus Pro. Form.
No, you got to three. I knew when you started, I thought, you won't get to 10. There's no way in the world.
No way.
You got to 2.5. You butchered it at the third attempt.
Oh, mate, well, that's good for me.
Mm. No, it is
good. I'm old.
You're an old rocker. Age, you're an old rocker from the 70s.
There we go.
I had Daniel Ganderton on earlier, and seems like it's not a D-Day for Alpine Wolf, but it's going to be interesting to see, because it sounds like he's going a lot better than he was when he mucked up a couple of runs in going back a couple of months, and he's had a bit of a break. And talk about a test, though, against the inevitable in the new market.
Well, I reckon this is the best new market field I've seen. I've been covering racing over here for 37 years, and I reckon it's the best. It's all quality. I reckon you could take a handful of these to Melbourne and you'd win. You're right. Daniel is his own biggest critic, and he loves this horse. I don't think the horse won't cough unless he tells it to. So I think the way that he won his trial at Devonport a week and a bit ago just showed me that the horse is back. And when I spoke to Barry Campbell, he said this is the first time that his coat's been right, and all the blood works have all come back butte.
Sounds like he's a bit of a not a sickly horse, but it sounds like he's a bit delicate in that sense, because his bloods tend to go a bit up and down, don't they?
At one stage, he had almost no white cells. Mm. The cow was just weird. But and then when he was during his 3-year-old prep, he was getting towards the Derby and trying to get him right for the Guineas and the Launceston Guineas. His coat, his neck was yellow.
Mm.
It was weird. The horse was just so much natural ability, and that's what he won them on. And he won Barry says, I don't know that he can stay, but he won the Launceston Guineas because he was just better than him.
Mm.
And I think that's right. But I think fresh and 1,200 metres. Now, look, he was lucky to get him, because at one stage he was going to be first emergency, because Algernon, Imogen Miller's good sprinter, that's been to Melbourne and performed well. He's a hard horse to get right, and they've got to really, treat him with kid gloves. And he wasn't quite right, so they didn't accept, and that allowed Alpine Wolf in. Well, that's the story to start with. And I just like him. I've got him on top because I've got such an incredible respect for him as a galloper, so much natural ability. And if he's right, and I'm go by Barry Campbell, Barry says this horse is right, he must be right. Mm-hmm. And but Barry's got a four-pronged attack going into it. He's got Julius, his up-and-coming sprinter. He's got Newhart, his dual Devonport Cup winner and last season's horse of the year, two seasons back. And he's only had one start in over 12 months, because he had went to Melbourne, went to Caulfield, and after that he was diagnosed with some bone chips, so he had to have that operation. And he only brought him back in and gave him a run in June, otherwise he would have been out for over a year. So he did that, and he's come back well, and he trialled super in that trial at Alpine Wolf 1, beating Julius and Newhart. So, and then there's Lurkadeau, and he deserves his place in the field, even though he's he's open class galloper, but he's just been the quiet achiever for the stable. So Barry's got nearly 30% of the field, but when you look through the rest of them, boy, you'd certainly like to be paying up for any of them.
Well, he doesn't have the inevitable, who's the hot horse and the favourite. He doesn't have first accused, and no knock on the local jockeys, but Blake McDougall takes the ride tonight on first accused.
Yeah. Well, young Liam Reardon was going to be riding first accused, but unfortunately Liam got a double suspension and knocked him out, so he can't come back to Tassie to ride until the 14th of December, which is conquering night. But anyway, it's Blake's good fortune. He's won on the horse. He went on him in February, so he does know the horse, and he won well, and he's a good rider, Blake. He's in form too. and draw barrier one. So I think you're right. The inevitable is going to need luck from 12. Dave Perez, you know, he knows the horse really well. He doesn't ride any work because Tegan Keys, Scotty's partner, she does all the work with the inevitable, and she actually does all the work with First Accused. So if either of them win, I know Scotty's going to be thanking Tegan big time.
Blake McDougall, Dean Yendall, Jake Duffy, Darmanin, who rides a lot down there. I would have just assumed that Craig Newitt would be riding down there tonight.
No, Craig hasn't been back here for a year and a half, maybe more. When COVID shut us down, he couldn't afford to be shut down, so he took off. And when he went back, he immediately got, you know, all the support that he thought he might get if he did. And it's just gone from, and he's just moved, relocated the whole family back to Melbourne, and he's there to stay. So the only time he'll come back to Tassie is when he's not riding anymore and when he wants a nice, quiet, peaceful lifestyle.
Sitting on the end of a jetty, yeah.
Well, with your kids, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The swarm of the swarm of Newitts. All right, let's tell us about tonight, because this, to me, seems to be the start of the summer. We've had a few Lonnie Knight meetings in recent times that haven't been anywhere near as strong as this. So this seems to be the bouncing of the ball. What sort of a crowd and atmosphere are you expecting tonight?
I reckon, look, this race alone will draw a super crowd. It doesn't really get fired up until, you know, for post-Christmas with crowds and so forth. But I think this race and the blurb and the media exposure they've been able to give it, simply because of the content of the makeup of the field, I'd expect, you know, maybe 1,000, maybe more. I don't know. It's hard to tell. Wednesday nights, you know, still people have got work to do on Thursdays and they don't like to go out late. But it finishes at 10 o'clock, so and the new market's on at 8:30, so that's a reasonable time to have it. And I would think that we'll get a good crowd. But on that, people who are interested in racing, tell you what, they'll be glued to Sky Channel watching at 8:30 and Tas Racing TV live stream.
Absolutely. Tell us about Tasmanian TV live stream.
Well, look, quite a while ago, sat down with former marketing manager Stan Stephen and yakked about the future of Tassie. And without live stream, you've got no future. Because where we are, and let's face it, Tassie is always at the end of the food chain. It's treated like a poor relation by the mainstream in the media. And that's being frank and honest. And that's how it is. But you've got to get up and do something yourself so that you can, you know, have a future. And live stream on Tas Racing TV was the key. Now, it's been slow to grow, but eventually get to the stage where, for argument's sake, something happened and all of a sudden there was contractual things and it turned out that Tassie wasn't going to be, you know, too well off. Well, we've got three codes here and we've got to look after all three codes, and we've managed to be able to get the live stream working and get live hosts and brought new talent in the media strain, and delivering that product to anyone in Australia is brilliant. Like, and we run a live stream, and when the race is done and when it's wrapped up, we also include with that interviews with the participants, trainer and jockey.
Tell us about how, say, if I want to watch Tassie's big meeting tonight on live stream, how do I find it and what can I expect when I tune in?
You call into you sign on to tasracing.com.au or just, you know, Google it and get tasracing.com.au. When you get on, you join up. It doesn't cost you a cent.
Mm-hmm.
And just join up, bang, give me your email address, and away you go. You're live, and then when you click on live, when we are live streaming, and it's all meetings, click on the live button and up it'll come in a separate box and you put that on big screen, and there you will have all the information and, you know, mounting yard, pre-race interviews, market movers, the race, then post-race interviews. Tonight, Matty Reid and Duncan Dornoff are doing their co-hosting on the live stream, and you'll get everything you want on that. Now, we'll do the mounting yard, but Sky Thoroughbred Central, I don't come on until race four. So, and then when we do race four, we do race five, which is Newmarket, and we go up to race six. But then there's a half an hour program for Western Australia, a thoroughbred show that goes on. So that's a magazine type thing. We can't do our normal thing for that particular race, race seven. But we come back after race seven and do post-race interviews. And then we do the rest of it, the last race, just normally. But we've virtually got a window from race four to race eight. Well, you know as well as I do, Matt, if you want to watch something all the time, put the whole program on. But you've got to understand that Taz Racing or Tasmania is in a situation where I believe it's not contracted to Thoroughbred Central for exposure, whereas Western Australia is, so they get priority. And there's very little we can do about that because of the night we race.
All right.
And, you know, like it's been a tough road, but in knowing all of that a while back, those who succeed help themselves. And that's what Taz Racing's been able to do.
Well, guess what? I'm going to do it at first race is at 5:55. At 5:45, I'm going to sign up, and I'm going to on my laptop tonight because I've got a real interest in a few of these races today because, obviously, you know, I've got a little share in a little sister to Alpine Wolf, and I'm following all the form, and it's so engaging. It's a bit like punting in Hong Kong. The attraction for punting in Tassie is... It's a constant pool of horses. The form doesn't vary too much from track to track because there aren't that many tracks. So there's a real advantage in cornering the market in Tassie as a punter. And I'm developing a real, not a database because I'm not that sophisticated, but a real sort of a hankering for the form, you know what I mean?
You don't need a database now. You've got Form Plus Pro that does it for you.
Yep, exactly.
Seriously, you look at all the form and the information that's available on Form Plus Pro is just, it's better than any other form. And when you focus on Tassie racing, they race, like you said, they race against each other every week. You can match them up, their times, their trial times and all those sort of things. And you can watch the trials on our race replay setup. Every single trial is there. I, you know, this is the reason why I only invest in local thoroughbred racing. Well, I have occasionally been on the trots and dogs, but as all full-time bang, when I retire in February, that's where I'll be going.
Gee,
I'll be just doing
that'll
this.
Be a big retirement bash. That's exclusive news. Well, I'll talk to you about your impending retirement right. later, but this is not a challenge, but this is an invitation to punters out there who are finding that the variation in interstate meetings is tricky on the punt. Why don't you sign up tonight to the Taz Racing live stream, as described by Pete Staples just there. Sign up, have a look at the suite of racing tonight, and then just see how you get your head around the form for Tassie. It's actually a lovely opportunity to simplify a very complicated task of backing winners. And as Pete Staples said, it's a constant. There's a fair constancy in the form. And certainly the venues don't vary too much either. So why don't you have a little toe in the water tonight and see how it goes, and then be mindful that the summer carnival is going to kick off tonight and continue through. So the racing's only going to get bigger and better, and you'll get a lovely drop in of familiar Melbourne trainers and jockeys as well. So what's not to like about it, Pete? What's not to like about your tips tonight? What else do you like on the card at Lonnie tonight?
Oh, look, race six. I really like Royal and Tough. Rowan Hamer's lightly raced gelding. He's very smart. Well, he's a 3-year-old going places. I think he's a Guineas horse. Could even be a Derby prospect. He won his maiden last start on the 13th of November. Beat Fry Hill and Serene's Lily. That was down in Hobart, and it's not easy to win in Hobart the first try at the track. But he was just too good for them. Ismail Taker said, you're going to need more than a crowbar to get me off him. And he is a very, very smart animal. So I expect him to win. He ran second at the only time he went there, and he was very unlucky. Had no luck when he needed it. So Royal and Tough, race six, number six. I'm one outing him in the quaddie in the second leg.
Yep.
And in race eight, Siggy Carr's got a very, very good 4-year-old mare in Queenborough Flyer. She'd been to the races twice this time in and won both of them and impressively. She's hoping to get her to a Vamos, a Group 3 Vamos Stakes, Fillies and Mares, on Lonnie Cup Day, and that's over 1,400. She gets to the 14 tonight, and we get to see, you know, whether she's going to be even better than she was over 12. I'm pretty sure, and so is Siggy, that she will be. She's drawn barrier one, so she'll get out. She's a jump and run mare. She can lead or she can try and get a sit. Look, they tried to get a beat last time. They horse sat outside her and worried the heck out of her. And the favourite was sitting back, you know, smoking his pipe. And but Siggy said, well, fair enough. Come on, try and take me on. See if I care. And she stuck to her guns. And then on the corner, she just kicked off the bend and put three lengths on him. And just a tribute had no chance of catching her. She's really smart, Queen Flyer. So race 8, number 3, is the other best. So it's 6, right. 6 and 8, 3, and that's the all-up.
Beautiful.
They could get about $6.50 for the all-up.
All right, no, sounds like a very good plan. Not foolproof, but very good. just quickly sum up, there's some Golden Apple Saturday night at Lonnie.
Yeah, look, the Golden, it's a fantastic race, and the Apple always is. It's the start. It is the start of the carnival, so to speak, for harness. This is D night. Emma Stewart's bringing over a team. She wants to take everything home with her, and Alan McDonough, who's going to drive her horses. He's got Blitzer in the Golden Apple. Comes off 10 meters. If he brings his A form to the race and steps away nicely, well, I don't know how they're going to beat him. He was very impressive winning last time. So, but you've got all the good ones in the race, the good ones you want there. Sonny Sands, Riley Major, Call Me Hector, won at $81. Matty Cooper's horse, and he comes off the back mark of 30 metres. And it's not easy to win off 30 metres over the 2,200, so they'll be up against it. But I do think that Blitzern, don't know what the bookies will put up about it, but with the others in the field, I think you wouldn't be really taking too short. And the other one down there, that's Young Rooster, is a great stand start horse. He could lead and maybe sneak into a place at odds if the others find trouble. But pretty much Blitzern and then Riley Major, Sonny Sands, and maybe Call Me Hector.
Good on you, Pete. You have a great night out there tonight. I wish I was down there. I love these better Tassie horses, and hopefully we're down there around your retirement time. And next time I have a chat to you, I'll talk about this impending big event. But
okay.
For now, let's leave it there. Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
Thanks, buddy. Cheers, mate.